environments are critical to our mental and physical well-being, our health, our happiness. Environment is often overlooked and, like I said, a really important area. So I'm really excited about the conversation today because I have a feng shui expert on. And feng shui is the ancient Chinese philosophy that really looks to find the balance and harmony between elements in the house. And it really goes beyond what we think of you know, typical Western design aspects that are going to be more focused on comfort or aesthetic. And instead, with feng shui, the emphasis is really on physical and mental health, on success and healthy relationships. And that is brought on by the positive energy flow that's created by being able to follow that blueprint, that map of feng shui. So we're going to share a little bit about what some of that blueprint looks like. Of course, follow our guest today, Suzanne Butler, because she will have all of the great, amazing information on that. And let me introduce Suzanne. She is an expert in traditional flying stars feng shui and has the ability and knowledge to transform the way a home supports its occupants, moving them from potentially dire traits to complete harmony with abundance, prosperity, and well-being to go with it. Her experience with domestic violence left her determined to develop a more positive mindset. Now she speaks on manifestation and creating a life you want with intention and goal setting and an abundance of transformative feng shui tips. So let's dive into the feng shui tips. So we have Suzanne Butler here. She is a feng shui expert. And she is also a domestic violence survivor and advocate and an empowerment coach. And I'm so excited to have her here so she can share with us everything that feng shui is and why, as entrepreneurs or as parents or as people who are working in corporate, whatever you are doing, why feng shui specifically can help you and can change your life. So I think for me, as an entrepreneur and as someone who enjoys manifesting, I'm really excited with this topic because Suzanne has a lot of tips for these different areas. So let's dive into it. Suzanne, can you please share with us what feng shui is, how you got started with feng shui?
Yeah, sure, Melissa. So feng shui is basically we're harnessing the energy of your home to create balance. So each home is very, very different. So what I need to do to my home will be very different to what you need to do to yours. So it's very, very specific. It's very similar, I suppose, to acupuncture or even an astrology chart for yourself. So when my clients come to me and they tell me this, that, or the other's going on for them, when I, what we call, run the numbers on their home, it actually tells me that's exactly what's going on. So it's very, very, it's actually quite eerie. And a lot of the time I will sit here and laugh because I can see what's going on and I know I'm about to fix it. So it's fun. It's just actually really fun for me to know that I can change someone's life. So your home is made up of what we call guas or areas. So there's 9 guas in the home. It's just like a big Sudoku square. And each square represents one aspect of your life. So if, for example, you're really struggling to get ahead in your career and something's not working, and you're doing all the things, like you're doing all the courses, you're getting mentored, you're doing all things, have a look at the north part of your home. If it's cluttered, if you've got stuff in there that's really old that you've been meaning to get rid of, move it on. So decluttering is part of what we do, but it's not, you know, we're not Marie Kondoing your life. We're actually adding other things, but that's the absolute basis of it. Each area of your home will reflect an aspect of your life that you may very well be having issues with. For example, your teenage son, his bedroom is in the north of your home. You're desperately trying to find a new job or get a promotion and you're just coming up against it and nothing's working. So you ask him to clean his bedroom of the 50 plates and mugs that he's got stacked in there all the teenage rubbish that's in there. He actually cleans it up. Next minute you get a phone call. That's how quickly it can work. So it's really adjusting the energies in your home. So I got into it because at the time I was doing all the things and nothing was working. I had three businesses that were bringing in money, but everything was just going straight back out again, and I couldn't work out why. And I came across feng shui in a group on Facebook, and this is nearly 7 years ago now, and I thought to myself, I have to do this. This is the last thing I can try, because nothing else is working. And I'm a good businesswoman. I know how to manage money. I know how to get the right advice, and it just wasn't. But it was my house. So as soon as I started implementing my remedies as prescribed, the change was instant, and the phone started ringing for more jobs, and money started coming in, and legal problems faded away because my home was in harmony and it was working for me, not trying to get me to do things. So the only way I can explain it is it's magic.
Yes, I love it.
It literally works that quick. I had one of my clients has been struggling for work, but struggling to making decisions on what she wants to do for her career. She's put the remedies in, and the phone just started ringing with all these offers for jobs. And she's like, but I only put this in yesterday. I said, yeah, that's how quick it works. That's seriously how quickly it works. So together that with it helps change your mindset. So your home will also tell you when things need to be fixed. So if you've done all the remedies and you've put everything in as prescribed and you're still not making money, there's a block there somewhere, and it will make you work that out. So for me, for example, I had a block about doing my taxes, because in my head for years I've always had to pay additional tax over and above my income tax. And I was terrified because I didn't really have the money at the time. But, well, what if I do my tax? I'm going to have a bill. And how am I going to pay the bill? And then starts this cycle of despair and what have you. But I had a one-on-one with my mentor, and she said to me, what's that stack of paperwork there? And I said, oh, it's my tax paperwork. And she said, why is it sitting there? I said, because I haven't done it. She said, do your tax. I'm like, righto, okay, I will do my tax, but still terrified. I got an $8,000 return.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, it was pushing me. It was stopping me bringing in money because it knew I had to do that and get over that money block. But then I got this money back. Yeah, it just has a very strange way of making you adjust your life. Fix the things you've been ignoring. Relationships is another one. It's ended to very toxic relationships of mine, which when you look on the outside, oh, that's really sad. No, it's not sad at all, because they were toxic. But I was that tired and that exhausted by it that I couldn't recognize for what it was. But the house ended it for me. It's magic. You can make whatever you want happen with your home if it's supporting you.
Do you know these three things are sabotaging your ability to live your high-vibe life? First is living in disconnection, which basically means walking around with no awareness of your body, emotions, or values. And second is letting negative self-talk run the show in your brain. That's just going to make you doubt your potential and stop you from going after your dreams. Finally, it's not having any supportive coping practices or self-care that doesn't take hours or cost tons of money. Because when you're living in chronic stress at home or work, the last thing that feels accessible is a spa day or a meditation retreat.
We have personally struggled with all of these things, and that's why we created the Body Deck. This affirmation card deck has 77 intentionally designed beautiful cards to help you address all three of these high-vibe killers in just a couple minutes a day. These affirmations will help you tune into your body and your inner world, practice positive self-talk, and best of all, it's super portable and affordable. For only $33, benefit from the transformative practice of affirmations anywhere you go.
So if you're ready to stop the self-sabotage and start being the highest version of yourself, you'll definitely want to get your hands on the Body Deck Affirmation Cards. Head over to Soulea.co. That's Soulea.co to get the Body Deck Affirmation Cards today. You can also find the link in the show notes.
Hi,
I'm so excited already because I really don't know anything about feng shui. And this reminds me, like you said, it's kind of like astrology. The centers are reminding me of human design.
Yep.
And being able to work on the energy of your house and how that makes such a difference and change. So I would love to know what those nine centers are, those areas of life.
Okay. So the center of your home, the center wa, is reflective of self. So how you're feeling. So if that's really cluttered, or so that's around your health. If that's a very cluttered area, if you've got, say you store alcohol or things that aren't necessarily good for you in that area, you might find you have health problems. This year in particular is potentially going to be a tricky year for people because the number that has flown into the center, because Chinese New Year, everything has just changed for us. So the energies are very strong at the moment. I'm really feeling it. So the five is not a good number. It's flown into the center. And it can have dramatic effect on health, on money, on a number of things. So anything that's revolving around your personal life, that's what it can affect. The north is your career angua. The south is your fame and reputation, so how you want to be seen by the world. I'll tell you a story. Last year I had my south is basically at my back door. And that tends to be my dumping ground for stuff that needs to go back in the garage or what have you. And I had sitting there two saws, my drill, a toolbox, some paint and all this stuff that did not belong there. It needed to go back downstairs. And I'd just been sitting there and sitting there and sitting there to the point where, okay, I just have to get rid of this now. Mm-hmm. The next day I was offered three speaking gigs. I had two new clients, all came in within 24 hours. So, yeah, that's
awesome.
Keep saying how quick it works. So that's your south is your family reputation. Your east is your family area, so anything that revolves around family. The west is your children and creativity, so anything you want to bring in. So if you're wanting to start a new hobby or you want to do a course, so that's where that will reflect as well. The northeast is your knowledge and cultivation, so learning new things. Your northwest, this is what we call Heaven's Gate. This one's really powerful this year. It's your travel and helpful people. So if anyone listening, just letting you know, travel's back on the agenda this year. It's going to happen.
Awesome.
So the Heaven's Gate, it's very important. It's just asking for help from anyone. So whether or not for yourself, like you're asking for good podcast guests, whether you're wanting to bring in a good cleaner, whether you're wanting a new bookkeeper or an accountant, it's putting in the affirmations in that area to bring in people that are going to help you. So that's one of the most important areas in your home. Southeast is one of the favorite for everybody, is your wealth and abundance area. So very, very, very important to keep this uncluttered and be very pointed in what you're wanting to bring into your life. So in that area, you would put things reflective of wealth for you. So for some people, it might be a yacht, if that's what you're into. For some others, it might be an Hermes handbag. For others, it might just be, an extra $100 they're wanting to bring in. So it's what wealth is reflected on you. You make that really clear in that area. The southwest is your love and relationships. So, another one that's really important to activate if you're looking for a relationship, or maintaining your relationship. So interestingly enough, two of my relationships have failed. My love and relationships area has pretty much been missing. We do remedy that. We can fix that. But if you're not living with the right person anyway, well, it's probably not going to work. So, yeah, it encompasses every aspect of your life, and that's how I do my vision boards. I've got nine vision boards and each reflective of those nine areas of my life. And they work. Because you're doing it that way, they're very specific and really intentional. You're not just putting words up on a piece of card or pictures of random things like going through a magazine. You're very intentional on what you're wanting to bring into your life.
Okay, awesome. This is so interesting because every house can have such a different blueprint and layout. Yeah. And I'm just thinking of, you know, what I would expect, what I would put in my office, but then being able to kind of reconsider that or think about where it is in relation to location, not so yeah. much that choosing this office. So what are some things that, like, how can we get away maybe with being able to select rooms that we feel like this is a good office, but how can I make sure that I'm not having the wrong things here?
Yeah, so it comes down also, each person have what we call a trigram, the personal trigram. So everyone has four power positions that are available to them where you would have your back facing. So where I'm sitting right now, my power position is northeast. So I have my back facing northeast. And I'm looking at the door from where I'm sitting. You want to be able to see the door from where you don't want to be facing a wall. You want to actually see the door. If you can't see the door, put a little mirror on your desk so you can reflect. You can see what's coming. Now, that has a number of reasons. You want to be able to see things that are coming up from behind. You don't want things sneaking up from behind on you. And that has happened to me. And then as soon as I changed where my desk was, things dramatically changed and turned around for me. So you want to be able to see that. And also, if you've got your desk up against a wall, you're sort of pushing up against something, or you're coming up against it. So there's a lot of, when you start actually thinking about it, it all makes sense. It's not woo-woo. It's not completely out of the realms of what should be happening. It actually makes sense as to what naturally happens in life. So as for the situation of your office, I mean, obviously I'm very lucky. My office is in my north. That's just how it all felt. But if you can't, then pick something that's got light, that you feel good in, that you can put the desk in a position where it should be. A lot of practitioners will be, you know, they can be a bit doom and gloom, I suppose. Oh, well, this is not perfect. There is no such thing as perfect. We work with what we've got. So you've just got to do what is the best you can in your situation. Bedrooms, for example, ideally you want your bed head, you want a solid bed head and you want it up against the wall. I can't do that in my bedroom. My bed won't fit. So I have mine against, it's got a solid bed head, against a window, but I've got a blind and a curtain over it. Luckily, I've got another curtain, another window as well, so I've got that open. But that's what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
We make do with what we've got. We just adjust accordingly.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. It's making me think too, like I have my part of my desk smushed up against the wall and I have three doors so I can see those two, but I've got one here on the side. So I'm already thinking of how I can rearrange things. So obviously if it comes to an office or a career or anything like that, then you would want it in the north.
If possible, if you can't. If
possible, yeah.
It is what it is.
Okay, awesome. So, and that's helpful to know, right? So it's like there's still things you can do, but the more you can get as close to those guidelines, then you'll see better results.
It's not necessarily... A lot of it's setting intention as well. I mean, for example, when we go to look at a house, some people's abundance and welfare are in the toilet.
Mm.
Like that's far from ideal. But what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
We work with what you get. You can't move your bathroom. You can't move your toilet.
So yeah.
We just work with what you've got. If you can't put it in that particular area, then you pick another part of your house and you put it in the southeast of that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people can't remedy their entire house and they've only got a room to live in, then we can intentionally remedy a room. It's not going to be as specific as if it was a house, but we still can do it. Things are fixable. You know, if you've got, like for myself, most of my southwest missing, well, we put in mirrors to recreate that area. And I've got a tiny part that I can put my remedies in, so that's where it goes. But that's all I can do. I cannot change that. So we work with what I've got. So when I'm talking about remedies, we use the five elements. So we use literal metal. So around my house, you wouldn't even know it's there, but I've got baskets of weights, metal weights that I've put in. We use water. So I've got jars of water with a pump in them as well. So water, so metal helps even out the energies. Water helps bring in abundance and brings in wealth and relationships as well. So oftentimes my clients are specifically after a relationship or wanting to bring in love. So we would put in water, but then we also have the option of putting in fire. So if they're in a relationship, we would put in fire. If they're not in a relationship, we would put in water. So as soon as they're in a relationship, we'd change that out and say put in fire, because you don't want to bring in a third party. So they've got, yeah, fire, metal, water. We use fire. Fire is the only element that we use color for. The others you have to use the actual element. So I've got, you know, artwork and things like that, that part of the fire element. We've got wood, so plants. So timber furniture is not wood because it's dead, not alive anymore. We use actual plants. And then we use earth. So earth is things like rocks, crystals, seashells, concrete, anything like that we use as earth, any earthen material, even dirt, we can use dirt. So that gets placed around the home and just activates or either amplifies what's there or brings it down. So we've got different stars that are good numbers, and then we've got others that are bad numbers. So we just level everything out, harmonize everything.
That's awesome. I have questions about colors, but I'm thinking, because you mentioned how you can target abundance or relationships, how can you target low energy? Because I would love to know that, just feeling exhausted.
When your home is remedied and it is supporting you, yes, you still, I'm exhausted. You didn't see my eyes. I'm exhausted right now. But the energy, seriously, the energies that have come in the last week are so strong. I've woken up the last couple of mornings feeling like I've got a hangover. That's, you know, but I'm very susceptible to energy. But it's, once it's all harmonized, you can pinpoint what parts of your life need to be fixed. So once you can identify that, things get a lot easier. Like for the last number of years, I've had issues with my health. Particularly, I've got rheumatoid arthritis, and particularly I was having issues with my gut health. Mm-hmm. Last year, I was able to properly remedy the house because my ex-husband was not around to move things on me. That's what he used to do. And I was able to put metal in where I really needed it. And I found it a lot easier to make the decision and stick to changes in my health, changes in what I could and couldn't eat. All I've done is put metal in. That's all I've done. There was no real mindset change besides the fact that I was sick of feeling that way, but it just made making these decisions a lot easier to stick by. I mean, I keep using this sort of analogy of the pain of making a change is less than continuing down the same path.
Yeah.
So when you get to that point, things are a lot easier. And I was at that point. I was sick of feeling sick. And now everything's great. I'm back on track and feeling better than what I ever have in my life. It's setting intentions. It's knowing you need to make change and stop making excuses.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I feel like I have gotten to that point as well, and then plan my schedule around that and show up and do it. And I think some of the changes, I've been making a lot of changes to my house, and that's why I kind of think maybe it's the color or less clutter and the calming aspect or certain things that kind of lift your vibrancy and your ability to get started.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to color, blue is an emotion. It's water. Mm-hmm. It's an emotional color. There's a lot of people that have, you know, might have, it's more so in teenage boys, I suppose, their rooms have been painted a dark blue or a very masculine or even pale blue, not so much pale, but like really masculine blue. Mm-hmm. And then they're wondering why their teenage son's having emotional problems, like, yeah, you know, not doing what they're asked and just back chatting or, you know, just, or I guess people looking in would think, oh, yeah, just being a teenage boy. But their room, they spend a lot of time in their room, and it's surrounded by water, which is the water element. Blue is a water element. It's an emotional element. You're not going to get the best out of a person if that's what they're in all the time. But it's the same as anything. If you've got friends that are negative, you're going to be negative. Mm-hmm. You are who you're surrounded by. So if you look at it that way, with color, you know, why do you think there's so many fights at Christmas? There's so much red. There's so much fire. Fire is an angry, angry color. It's destructive. So, I mean, my Christmas decorations, I've got metallic Christmas decorations, you know, rose golds and silvers and gold, and there's no red in my house because I do not need any more negativity or any more fire in my life. I've got enough red hair going on. I don't need more in my life.
Ooh, and the red nails too. I love it.
Yeah. So it's really quite a powerful thing. You know, green, the wood, it's resembling growth and new beginnings. You know, earth is very stable in color. So if your bathroom is very, like, it's got a lot of blue in it, well, the bathroom's already a wet area. You'd want to add more earth tones to it to sort of tone down the blue and the water. It's everything makes sense. It all works in a cycle. It all works in a destructive or a reproductive cycle to create what you want. It's just what you need to work out what you want.
I love it. And it's so funny too that you mentioned the metallics for Christmas, because this was the first year that, I mean, the tree was, we got a black tree, but I had a lot of silver and gold and pink ornaments and then white and silver stockings and decorations and everything. So I had a lot of metallic too. And it was the most chill Christmas we've had in a while.
Yeah. And you can imagine why there's so many, like, not so much in the Southern Hemisphere, but in the Northern Hemisphere, well, there's so many fires as well, because it's amplifying the energy. It's quite, when you really have a look at it on a base level, it's really quite interesting, and it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And then you did mention too, like, not having alcohol in certain spots. What would be, is there any spots that it would be okay?
If you had it in your kitchen or in a bar or something, you know, anywhere it's supposed to be, that's fine. But like, if you've got a tendency to, I guess, imbibe a little more than what you should, just get it out of your center, because that's yourself. You're going to automatically be drawn to it. So, yeah, wouldn't keep it there. And medications as well, where possible, don't put them in your center, like, especially, I just wouldn't. I mean, that's how I feel about it. Whether it should, it makes more sense to me that you wouldn't put those things in that area.
That makes sense. Yeah, mine's in my office and a little bar, because I was going to do a little cute bar area, because I'm also doing my podcast studio here. So my is, if people come over, if they want a drink, they can have one, but I barely look at it or touch it. It's just there. And I believe it's in the south part of my house. So,
everyone needs a drink if they want a Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Well, this is awesome. Yeah. What are some other things? So you talk about also manifesting your heart's desire. You mentioned the 9 different manifestation boards, which I think that's such a cool idea, and I'm very into that. What are some other ways we can manifest our heart's desire?
Okay. So if you are looking for a relationship, this is my specialty, I've done a lot of work in the last 18 months on getting myself off. So you can't bring someone else into your life if you're not ready for it. So you have to know really what you're wanting from a partner. It's not enough just to say, yeah, I want a boyfriend or I want a partner. You have to be really have to set the intentions very clearly on what you're wanting from a relationship. So for me, when my marriage ended, obviously, I did not want a relationship like that ever again. I worked out why it had happened, and I did all the work. So you have to do all this external work as well. You can't just expect the house to do it all for you. It's not. You have to actively go and, you know, I've done breath work. I've done kinesiology. I've done Reiki. I've done all the things, and they all work hand in hand together, and they're fabulous. But you need to really be dialing into what you're wanting from a relationship. So I started dating a man after my marriage ended. He was wonderful. He was the best thing I could have expected at the time. And I had done up my vision board with some images of what I wanted in a relationship and a couple of key phrases. And I think those key phrases were mutual respect, communication, and I think it might have been romance. That was those three. Mm-hmm. Alongside, you know, photos of couples cuddling or going on dates, picnics, that sort of thing. When that ended, I actually looked at my vision board and went, oh, interesting. He was all that. He was everything on that board. He gave me everything I asked for. That's all he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I sat down, okay, what else do I want in a relationship? And now my vision board says, I've got truth. I want someone that's truthful. I want someone that's sincere, secure, a clear communicator, passionate, honest, nurturing, trusting, loving. Like this list goes on.
Yeah.
And now when I'm dating, if men are not ticking those off, gone, because I'm very mm-hmm. specific and I know what I want. But alongside that, I've also set up my bedroom and my personal space to attract what I'm looking for. So that starts with buying beautiful new linen and making sure that it's a luxurious space that I want to be in. Because if I can't treat myself well, how am I expected or expecting a man to do the same? So I've got brand new linens. I actually went and bought a brand new bed and new bedroom furniture because it was what I wanted. I'm creating a space that I want to welcome that perfect person into. So you want to leave a drawer empty because that's then energetically welcoming someone to be able to put things into. If they're all full with your clothes, you've got no room for someone.
Mm-hmm.
The same with your wardrobe. Keep a handful of hangers empty in your wardrobe. You're not asking them to move in. You don't want them to move in, but it's creating that energetic field of you're ready to welcome someone in. Making sure you have matching like lamps and bedside tables so it's equal.
Mm-hmm.
Ensuring that any decorations you have in there, so whether or not they're hearts or figurines or whatever, make sure they're in pairs. They're two of. So especially for hearts, make sure there's two hearts there. Not just one. Ensure that your artwork is reflective of romance or, you know, intimacy. So I have a favourite artist who's here in Australia and I've got some absolutely stunning, well, I suppose they're erotic art. You can't see anything, but you can see what the intention is behind them. And they are absolutely beautiful to me. And that's what I want in a relationship. It's showing passion and intimacy and love. So that's what I want to bring in. So they're on my wall in my bedroom. You want to remove any photos of children out of your bedroom, any photos of your parents, any photos of your friends, because that's conveying people watching on. Not sure you want that in your bedroom.
No.
So, but if you're in a relationship, take out the photos of your kids and bring in more photos of you and your partner,
mm-hmm.
especially if you want to increase the intimacy. And just ensuring there's nothing under your bed, because whatever's under your bed, you're sleeping on. So okay. If you're a person that journals or has mementos or, you know, and stores it under their bed, especially if it's got things in there pertaining to previous lovers, get it out, get rid of it. If you've got your old wedding dress, remove it because you're holding on.
Sex toys under mine.
Hey, how about a girlfriend?
That's about it. Not the bedside table. It's under a little box. We actually don't even have a bedside table anymore, but that makes a lot of sense. You know, I think it's so powerful. A lot of the examples you gave, and I want to do these just to even increase my marriage, but I love how visual everything is. And it might feel overwhelming. I feel like thinking about all these changes someone has to make might feel a little overwhelming with these different steps, but it also feels so intuitive of being able to manifest and be like, in my space, I have this visual reminder of what I'm trying to attract. So I love the examples you gave. That's powerful.
I'm now I know what I want and what I've set up for myself. I am attracting more high value men and I'm getting closer. But I'm also, because I know what I want, it's very easy for me now to say, you're not doing this, this, and this. Sorry, see you later. Bye. I'm not interested. If you can't hit my minimum, then I'm not chasing you. I'm not even interested. It's not worth my time.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly if they're not then turning around and coming up to that, then I haven't wasted my time. I haven't let anyone go that I shouldn't. That's the long and short of it, really. It's just really knowing what you want. And that comes down to manifesting. You know, someone was in a group on Facebook, and they were talking about manifesting. And they said, I'll do your vision board, and you can manifest anything. Like, you don't need to say, oh, you don't need a vision board. You don't need to do any of that to manifest anything. And I said, I don't agree with that. You're telling me that I asked for $1 million, this is going to fall from the sky without me doing anything? And they said, yeah. I said, well, no, that's not how manifestation works. You have to take action. And they turned around to me and said, oh, that's just a limiting belief. What? How is that a limiting belief? Well, I'm sitting in my house with the blinds drawn, lights off, sitting on my sofa, and I've asked the universe for, I keep using the, you know, I think, I don't know why, because it's not really my thing, but an Hermes Birkin bag is like the epitome from a lot of women is the, I want that. So you're telling me that I can sit in my house with the windows, the blinds drawn, on my couch, talking to no one, doing nothing, and a Birkin is just going to arrive on my doorstep.
Well, yeah.
It's not going to, if you do not take action, if you do not have a plan, it is not going to happen. It's simple. Yeah. It's quite simple. You have to have everything in place.
I agree so much. And I think there's a lot of different things that do work for people or ways we can manifest, but it requires that energy exchange. It requires the action, the belief, the steps, and the visuals. I just feel like there's a lot to it. And it's your energy also has to kind of be in the right place or a match for it. So if there's a lot of resistance and blocks, like you mentioned, you had different blocks showing up. So someone can say they want something but have whatever block up or whatever resistance or not really putting in the type of energy exchange or the action or whatever they need to be able to attract that. I just feel like you can't attract something just because you say it once.
No. And it comes down also to being around the right people as well. I've gotten rid of, and that sounds very harsh, but I've gotten rid of so many people from my life because their behaviors are not serving me. They're not in alignment with who I want to be. They do not believe in me, and I need people that are going to champion me, not put me down or, you know, not believe in what I'm doing. Whether they want me to do a report for them or work with them or what, that doesn't matter. But, you know, you see all these people that are in network marketing. I have no problem with network marketing, but you do have to work at it. It's not just going to happen. And there's plenty of people that say that it is going to happen and it's not. You have to work really hard at it. My best friend is doing exceptionally well in network marketing. Do I want to do that myself? No. But am I going to champion her? Absolutely I am, because she loves it and she's very good at it. It's not my thing. I'm good at it. I've done it many times, but it's not my thing. Feng Shui is my thing. And if someone can't support that, then I don't want them in my life. So the more people you have supporting you in your life, again, magic will happen. It just automatically does.
It's the energy you're receiving from them, and it affects your energy, like you mentioned, being sensitive to energy. And I think that's why with this conversation, just hearing your perspective on feng shui, I'm, you know, immediately bought in, and I'm like, yes, because how you talked about how, you know, changing certain aspects or, you know, noticing maybe your energy is being affected by your space. Maybe it's not the right, it's very cluttered, or it's not the right colors, or it's not the right message. It's not setting the right energy for you of what you want that space to be. So same thing with people. People cannot be, might be a terrible energy presence around us.
Well, I mean, I've got, I over the weekend sold my, I bought, when my marriage ended, I made the decision I was going to start replacing old things that had any memory attached with what I wanted, like my, to create a really nice space for myself. So last year I managed to get an amazing deal on a couple of made to order leather couches, and they arrive on Saturday. And in the meantime, I then thought, oh, I have to sell the couch that I've got already. So that went off on the weekend. I thought, okay, now I can paint the rest of my living room because there's no couches in the way. So that's what I did yesterday. I painted. And oh my goodness, the energy in the home is just, I just want to sit in the middle of my living room floor with no couches and just sit in it because it's just beautiful. And then when my bougie couches arrive on Saturday, it's just going to be fabulous. And I can't wait. And I want to invite people over. I'm not a person that likes a lot of people in my space, but I want to invite people over because of the space that I've created.
Yeah.
And it's a space I want to be in. And it finally feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here nearly 3 years.
Oh man, that's so exciting.
I know. And I there's a sliding door. I'm getting that fixed and getting all this stuff done. And it just feels me.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think this is so important. So for listeners, if you're noticing that your home doesn't inspire you or you feel more stressed when you're at home, I know I just had a conversation with someone about that over the weekend. I went to a dinner party and she was saying, I'm never home. I can't stand being home. And I thought about it. I'm like, you know, I was like that too. But I've been working on my home so much that I enjoy being home. It doesn't give me that like anxious feeling of like, oh, I'm so bored being in here, or I need to get out. I need to get out of these four walls.
There could be a number of other reasons for that as well.
Yeah.
Because each home has its own personality. So if someone doesn't want to be there, it could actually be the personality of the actual house. So if it's not good for people, so there's four types. It's good for people, good for money, good for people, bad for money, bad for people, good for money, and bad for people, bad for money.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So if it's one of the, depending if you've just moved into somewhere and you start losing money and you can't work out why, it's that.
Interesting. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're a wealth of knowledge. Well, thank you so much. I feel like we could talk about this forever.
I know, I'm obsessed.
I'm so excited. I'm going to listen to everything you do. And I want listeners to follow you and so that they can work with you and learn more. So where can people find you?
You can find me on Facebook. It's just Suzanne Butler Lifestyle Design. My website is whatisfengshui.com.au or suzannebutler.com.au, whichever one. And you can find me on Insta as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This has been an awesome conversation. And definitely, I think you guys should follow her. And let me know, Suzanne, if you ever want to dive deeper into some some more conversations with this. But it's been awesome to have you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If you are interested in like the vision board, like you said,
yeah,
there is a download on my website. So you can, actually do that. If you
wish. That's amazing. Yes. Thank you for sharing with us. I definitely want to do that. So it's been great to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.